Thank you, Jerry and Joe, and we'll see you in February. Spring training. Alcides Escobar is accepting his ALCS MVP award right now. The Kansas City Royals beat the Blue Jays 4-3 to win the American League Championship Series in six games. This was a phenomenal baseball game and a very good series, and the Blue Jays got beat. We'll take your calls at the top of the hour, 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Let's begin out in Fort McMurray, Alberta. Josh, welcome to the final Blue Jays talk of 2015.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing tonight?
Doing all right, thanks.
Really, that's surprising. Well, what an awesome game. I mean, there's not really been any shortage of awesome games this entire postseason. It's been some of the best baseball I've got to see at 25, and I don't really remember the Jays from the early 90s, so I'm making my memories now for postseason Canadian baseball. It's been an awesome season, awesome postseason. I'm wondering what you feel about those last few plays there. We got a guy on third. Obviously, Pompey makes his way all the way over to third base. I'm wondering why we didn't drop down a sack bunt right there, a suicide squeeze, to get that run in. Do you really think the best play was to hope for a fly ball, or would you have gone for the suicide squeeze there, Mike?
Well, you got to remember that the Kansas City Royals were playing their infield in, way in. They were basically right on top. Well, not right on top, but they were awfully close. Pompey didn't get to third until Deonner Navarro had two strikes on him. So you have no opportunity for a suicide squeeze with Deonner Navarro at the plate, right? Because
right.
You're not going to squeeze with two strikes. And then you have Ben Revere, who's a really good contact hitter with the infield in, and that plays beautifully into Ben Revere's strengths. We've seen him get some big hits with the infield in because all you really need to do is put the ball on the ground hard. Infielders have no range when they're pulled in. And with a guy like Revere, that's the guy, you know, he's your contact hitter. The fact that he struck out is very un-Ben Revere-like. So, no, I would not have been looking for a suicide squeeze from Revere there.
I don't know if Ben Revere is the guy that you hang the whole season on waiting for him to put the ball on the ground. I mean, he's had his struggles this postseason. Obviously, he got robbed on a...
You're not hanging the whole season on him. I mean, there's one out when he's at the plate. Josh Donaldson is on deck. So, his season doesn't end if Ben Revere gets out.
It's true. I mean, I guess it's hindsight, right? Hindsight's always pretty clear. But I was just screaming on my couch, suicide squeeze, just get that run in. Don't play for the lead, just play to tie, right? And I just really wish they had have done that. That's my view on what should happen. Obviously, there's a couple ways to play that spot right there. And, you know, expecting him to hit one on the ground is another way. You're right.
All they really had to do was put the ball in play, and they didn't.
Right, yeah. Well, story of the game, right? What were they, 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position today?
They were.
Yeah, unreal. Can I ask you one more quick question, Mike?
Quick, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Do you feel that this win is at all maybe a bit tainted just with that second home run that was given up? I've seen even, you know, Kansas City supporters saying that that ball really wasn't going to be a home run. Do you feel like we should be in extra innings right now? Should it be a 3-3 game?
What's your views on that call? I mean, I don't know whether it was tainted or not. I don't know if it's true that it was really inconclusive. I know that there are people who are listening who are 1,000% sure that whoever that dude with the beard was reached over into the field of play and caught that home run and brought it back. But, you know, it was really impossible to see whether it was going to hit the railing or whether it was going to hit the wall. Did it hit the heel of his glove and drop down? All those things. Look, what it comes down to is that the Blue Jays were 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position and lost by one run. Plain and simple. That's all there is to it. Thanks for the call. We're going to move on to Eddie in Fort Erie. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Mike. I wanted to talk about a couple of things. First thing is the eighth inning. I honestly thought after the Blue Jays tied it up and the long rain delay, I thought to myself, when the bottom of the eighth begins, all bets are off because we knew that we were not going to have Sanchez coming in because of the rain delay, and I had no problem with Osuna coming in facing the 3, 4, and 5 there, because if they have their best, we're going to have our best. And as far as Davis facing our 7, 8, 9 hitters, I had no problem with that either, because Martin was struggling, and it's sometimes things happen for a reason, and we were that close, and hey, it was still a good season. I have nothing to be ashamed of. It was a great series, great season. I was very happy, and I really enjoyed talking to you on Blue Jays Talk, and I'm looking forward to February.
All right, thanks, Eddie. Appreciate the call. Yeah, and nobody has anything to be ashamed of, least of all the Blue Jays. This was a phenomenal season for them, 93 wins, a division title for the first time in 22 years. They come back from 2-0 down, going on the road in a best of five to win a series, and they come this close to forcing a Game 7 against a team with the best record in the American League. And they just didn't get it done, plain and simple. And only one team gets to win. At the end of it, the Blue Jays were one of the final four. There were 27 teams who would love to have been playing baseball tonight. We'll take more of your calls, but first we'll step aside, and when we return, more Blue Jays talk. It's the Sportsnet Radio Network.
The strike one pitch, fly ball deep left field, heading for the bullpen. It's up, and yes, sir, there she goes. This game is tied 3-3 here in Kansas City in the top of the eighth inning, as Bautista hits his second home run and his fourth postseason home run. That is a Blue Jays franchise record in the postseason.
Just an amazing day for Jose Bautista, with a homer in the fourth and then that huge home run in the eighth inning when the Blue Jays were down 3-1. Ties it up. But then in the bottom of the eighth, after Lorenzo Cain leads off with a walk, Eric Hosmer hits a line drive towards the corner in right field. Bautista cuts it off and throws to second, with Cain running hard, rounding third, and coming in to score what proved to be the winning run. Kansas City beats the Blue Jays 4-3. The Jays go 0-12 with runners in scoring position, including with men at second and third and nobody out in the ninth inning. Strikeouts of Deonor Navarro and Ben Revere, and then a ground out to third by Josh Donaldson to end it. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk, taking your calls at the top of the hour, but let's listen to the skipper first. Here's what John Gibbons had to say in the wake of tonight's season-ending loss.
On behalf of the Blue Jays, congratulate the Kansas City Royals on one heck of a year. It's a great organization. I have many friends over there, and they do it right, and they'll represent the American League with the best of them, so we wish him well and congratulate him.
Okay. Just a couple of questions, Shai.
Gibby, it's almost like this game had a couple themes for you guys this season. It's you didn't get the 5 runs and you ended up losing, and you fought to the very end.
Yeah, no doubt. I knew we would, as far as fighting till the end. That's because that's what we do. That's who these guys are, And we were sitting in that position. We just couldn't get it done. Wade Davis, stepped up like he's done the last few years. So, but they did. They made a run at it, and I really couldn't be more proud of a group of guys. They lay it out there every day. Great competitors. Doesn't matter what the score, they show up to play every day. And a fun bunch. A fun group to be around every day. And I tip my hat to them.
Right there.
What do you say about the effort David gave you, and then the second home run? Just what was your view of fan interference potential?
Well, I hope that quiets some things down for David, what he's been through this postseason. And like I said before, he's having a great career. He's going to go on to have an even better career. He stepped up tonight. He really did. A couple solo home runs earlier, and then, he's really as good as we've seen him. And he kept it right there, gave us a shot. Hosey had a huge night too. So, as far as the home run, they took it to New York. So that's the only, they did the right thing. And we appreciate that. Apparently, with that fencing was, recessed a little bit, and they felt, it was going to be a home run anyway. So, they made the call on that. So,
okay, over there.
John, this is an unfair question coming so soon after coming off the field. So please forgive me. But when you look back at the season, It's been such a remarkable roller coaster ride. What emotions do you think you have? Pride in what you accomplished? Disappointment that you were so close?
Well, I'm definitely proud of, you know, of our team, you know, and really the organization. You know, you look, you know, it's been a fun group to be around every day. You know, we were just kind of hanging around, and then Alex stepped up, made some big trades, and we took off. So then, you know, these last couple months they flew by, and it was, I mean, we played such good baseball, better than you normally see, you know, for a stretch. You know, we're all disappointed. You know, we're not moving on. That's baseball. You know, we put up our best fight today, and they got a great team over there, and they'll represent the American League really well. So, you know, anytime you lose something, and you know, you're trying to get to the top, and you know, it's disappointing, and it sucks it out of you a little bit. But there's too many good things that have happened, and too many great players that you admire and you enjoy battling with, really. So, I won't forget that.
Did you have one more, Shai? I won't let him go.
It's unusual for you guys in game two here. You were 3-for-16 with runners in scoring position. Today was 0-for-12. And in a lot of ways, that's the difference in the series right there. Is there anything you saw approach-wise that you didn't like, or how do you explain it?
No. You know what? Every once in a while, you got to give credit to the other side. You know, they got to this round like us because, you know, they have great pitching. And when they turn over the bullpen, you know, you saw what you saw, you know, tonight. And, you know, it's not always what you don't do. Sometimes it's what the other guys are doing. And they held us in check. You know, that's we do score runs. That's how we win. But, you know, they really held us in check a few of these games, and that made a huge difference.
They really did, and they did again tonight as the Blue Jays fell 4-3 to the Kansas City Royals. There is John Gibbons, his final media scrum of the season. The Blue Jays wind up on the short end in the American League Championship Series, down 4-2, and the Royals are going to play the Mets in the World Series starting here on Tuesday night. Those cheers for Alcides Escobar as he walks off the field into the Royals dugout and fires his Royals American League champions hat into the stands. Mark is here in Kansas City. Mark, you're up on Blue Jays Talk.
Yeah, formerly from Coeur d'Alene, now in Kansas City. It was a great run. I mean, what can you say? I mean, second and third there, the guys around me from Kansas City were asking me who's up to bat for Kansas City in the bottom of the ninth. They were sure the Blue Jays were going to get at least a tying run. Guys were actually talking about, you know, the aggressiveness of Kane and Kansas City. And you know, Goins comes up. You know, they are playing in. He lays a squeeze bunt down. If you get thrown out at home, you got runners on first and second with one out on the squeeze play. But who wouldn't think that Navarro couldn't fly a ball out, put a ball in the air to the outfield, or get a single? And then I think Revere might have even tried a squeeze. Once again, you're still going to get a runner on second if you miss the squeeze and don't get it in. And Donaldson could possibly. I was just hoping Donaldson walked and Batista would have come up with the bases loaded. That would have been the ultimate scenario.
Well, the ultimate scenario is Donaldson hits a single.
You know, I'm just wondering whether if we would have laid down a bunt with a Pompeii speed going on the pitch, anything that he touched, the run scores. So
unless he pops it up into a double play or he misses. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate the call. We can't talk at the same time. Look, I know a lot of people out there think that bunting is really, really easy and it's automatic and it works every time. And if it did, then the Blue Jays would have squeezed there and they would have squeezed twice to get in Pompeii and then to get Pilar in behind him. But it doesn't work every time. It's not that easy. We saw Ryan Goins try to do it in the fifth inning and fail. Wade Davis is really, really, really good. He may be the best relief pitcher in baseball over the last 2 years, and the Jays didn't get him. The Royals won. Nate in Hamilton, you're going to be the last one. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Mike.
Go ahead.
Oh. Hey, thanks for taking my call and your producer as well.
Okay, you got a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, this has just been a great year to watch Jays baseball. It really has. the Royals have been pretty good.
Yeah, I can't disagree with either one of those things. Thanks, Nate. It's true. The Kansas City Royals are pretty good. Let's remember they did have the best record in the American League this year, and it has been a phenomenal season, a so incredibly entertaining season of Blue Jays baseball from start to finish. I know they lost today, but what a great game. Down early, they come back, the huge eighth-inning home run that ties it up. Bottom of the lineup is up against the best reliever in baseball in the ninth inning, and they manage to get the tying run to third base, and they do it with nobody out. Dalton Pompey with two huge stolen bases, and they can't get it done. They fell short. They fell a run short of moving on to what would have been a pretty epic Game 7. It's all over. The Blue Jays fall 4-3 to the Kansas City Royals, who are advancing to the World Series. We'll come back and wrap it up. It's the Sportsnet Radio Network. Well, that's going to do it for us, and what a season it was. Sorry it had to end this way. Kansas City goes on to the World Series. They beat the Blue Jays 4-3. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware, homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. For Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Derek Brandeo, Alex Machinsky, Emil Delich, Dylan Brown, Jason Leung, Mike Cesney, Mark Boffo, Sam McKee, Frank Head, Jeff Azzopardi, and Josh Goldberg, I'm Mike Wilner.